Hello friend, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. So in today's episode, I was speaking about things that tires me out. And, you know, I give you guys four things that tires me out. And I think it's somewhat relatable to your scenario in regard to growing up. And by the end of the episode, I will give you guys some tips on dealing with these topics. Anyways, let's get started. Right now, at the time of recording this episode, it's 1 o'clock at night. So, I think I just can't sleep because, you know, I have so much things going on inside my head. And I'm thinking, why not make another episode, you know, and stuff like that. So, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. But I have planned this episode beforehand already. So first of all, I want to speak about why I want to make this episode, you know, how do I come up with this idea? So I think I come up with this idea because today I just finished my biology exam and I'm so tired because the day before my exam I could not sleep. And I think it's not because that I could not sleep, but I think it's because like there are so many different stressors in my life that makes me so tired. And I just realized, and I think at that moment I had like an epiphany, or like I just really had a breakdown almost. Like I realized that how tiring it is, like, to grow up and to transition from a person from high school to an adult. And trust me, like, for me, the experience, like, I cannot wait to become an adult because I had not so good high school. But I realized that even if there is more beneficial for me becoming an adult, there are also challenges that goes a long way with becoming an adult. And, you know, it's not only like the obvious, quote-unquote obvious stuff that, you know, tires me out, such as in uni and stuff like that, but you know, like the first thing that tires me out that is not really spoken about is like navigating people and relationship. I think for me personally, I go to uni and I meet across a lot of different people. And so does in my tutor, lecturer, I have to adjust almost to people in order for me to cooperate with them, right? Because I'm in a field where I'm working mostly with people. And I realize how tiring it is, because the thing is, I think sometimes we forget to give ourselves compassion, because it's like, not everyone has the same value as us. Not everyone, you know, has a good day, or not everyone is responsible. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, when we meet people, you know, people just be, you know, it can be challenging because like sometimes people can be completely different from us, right? You know, they don't have any mean intention, but it's just that they're so different that it's tiring for us to interact with them because we just can't see eye to eye on stuff. And a lot of people, like, sometimes I think we too focus on ourselves. Like, I used to only focus like, oh, I'm anxious or something like that. But a lot of people are insecure and anxious and depressed. And all of those stuffs, you know, like, produce a lot of negative energy. Like, some people have a bad day and therefore, like, they produce negative energy and stuff like that. They're not aware of the energy that they're putting through. And sometimes when we interact with those people, whether we want it or not, we are bound to receive that negative energy. So I think I realized, like, becoming an adult, meeting with different people, you realize that not everyone has, even if you have a good day, like the person sitting next to you in the bus or your classmate, it's not that, like, does not mean, sorry, your classmate might not have a good day, and that can impact so much of your day, if that makes sense. So I think for me, growing up, going to uni, and it's a lot like self-discovery. But in relation with my first topic, it's more about self-discovery in terms of meeting with people, like seeing which people you click with, which people you're not clicking with, and stuff like that, and the list goes on and on. The second thing that tires me out, that drains my energy almost, is like managing my time, you know, with my uni, and now I have placement because I'm doing nursing. So a lot of it, like, I'm trying to, you know, organize my time, and sometimes, like, it's crunch, like, my time is crunch short. So I have to compromise on my things that I, like, compromise on my rest time and stuff like that, and it does take a toll in my physical health. And therefore, I think, like, for me, like, it's just managing time, but also, like, even if I already manage my time, like, those amount of hours of studying and stuff like that, that still is time, you know? That is still, like, quite a substantial amount of time. So, it's just, like, you have to reward yourself. I will, later on, like, at the end of the episode, I will give you guys some tips. But it's just that, like, you know, in uni, there's certain short amount of time. And for me, it's, like, I get to fit all of my, like, for example, in this 1 month, I have 4 exams due at the end of this month, so I have to organize it. On top of that, I have a two weeks placement, so that is so tiring. Like, sometimes I almost forget how tiring that is. So that's why it's like, I think we have to be aware of the stressor, of the things that drain our energy, first of all, to help us to cope with it better in the future. The third thing that tires me out in this process of becoming an adult is like understanding yourself and understanding yourself and being confident in yourself. You know, like, it's tiring because so many times when we look at social media, like, somehow social media actually, like, enforces us not to be pleased or not to be content with the way that we are. So we have to battle that voices inside of us that tells us that we're not good enough. And that battle that we face daily, at least for me, that inner dialogue battle, takes a lot of energy. Because sometimes, like, if I'm being honest, sometimes, like, I still do fall into the trap of negative thoughts still raises out in my mind, and sometimes I do fall into that trap, unfortunately, and I do feel compassion with myself, because it doesn't, like, it feels unpleasant, supposedly. So what I'm trying to say is that, like, you know, sometimes, like, in this journey of self-love, in this journey of self-compassion, I think you are bound to have, like, those negative voices. And sometimes you fall back into your old habits. And you should give yourself compassion for that. Because if you give yourself your compassion, you can bounce back more easily. And also, like, if you think about it, like, if you see it, from your friend's perspective, for example, if your friend is you in this situation, what would you say to that friend? Like, for me, like, if my friend comes up to me and say, like, oh, I've been so insecure about the way that I look, and then, you know, I've been trying so hard to change the way that I think, however, like, in the past day, yesterday, I started to, you know, zoom in on my pictures, and I started to dislike this certain part of my body, and then I started to think that I'm ugly and stuff like that. Like, you know, what would you say to that friend? You know, like, for me personally, I will say, like, oh, I'm sorry that happened, that you experienced that, and I'm here for you no matter what you need. You know, I think self-compassion in this self-love and self-care journey is very important. You know, I think, like, the thing is, like, when we try to understand ourselves, when we try to create, whether you create a new identity or whether you think that you discover some part of you that are still kept inside, whatever it is, I think for me, like, we are bound to fall into experience feelings that are unpleasant for us, you know. Or I think, like, for me, sometimes I have to remind myself, like, the reason that I get into this self-love journey is because I know that I deserve to feel good about myself, right? And feeling good is actually a good thing. Like, you feel good. Like, it's a good sensation, quote-unquote, whatever that means. But sometimes, like, when you fall into that trap of, like, self-hatred, you start to feel bad about yourself. And that feeling must be, that sucks, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want to feel negative feelings, right? So what I'm trying to say is that I let myself experience it. And then if I do fall into that negative self-trap or negative self-belief, I try to give myself compassion because I deserved it, you know? I deserved it nonetheless. And that's so challenging because, you know, you have these two voices. But I believe, like, you can do it. Like, you can do it. You're strong enough to, you know, fight against, to reject that negative thinking and to crush that negative thoughts. You're strong. You're capable of doing so, and you're worthy of doing so. And you can be confident in your own skin. I think being confident can be tiring, because especially when it's not nature, quote unquote. I don't like to say the word natural, but it's like, especially when it's not a long-term skill habit that we have practiced. Like, for example, for me, like, self-love and confidence and everything like that, it's just recent. Like, it's just 1 month or so that I've started experiencing it. Like, I started being on this journey. So because of the novelty of it all, it takes a while for my brain, for my neurotransmitter or neuropath, something like that, to adjust to this new way of thinking, new pattern of thinking. And it takes a lot of energy. That's why I say, like, when I grow up, I realize I'm going to turn 20 soon, right? But I realize, like, when you grow up, you start to open your eyes more, you know, you start to realize more things. And the thing is, I realize something about myself, or I realize something about the world, but I really suggest that you give yourself some break in this time, because, you know, it takes a lot of energy from yourself to, you know, to sustain change. Sometimes when you start to make changes in your life, it takes a lot of time to sustain change, and it takes a lot of time to self-reflect and stuff like that. So yeah, I think that is so tiring. That can be so tiring. The next thing that I want to talk about that is related to my last point, is that, like, it's taking care of yourself and self-love. That can be tiring in itself, but it's worth it, though. I mean, I don't want to discourage you to not self-love. You know, I think self-love can be very much beneficial because it's worth it, but it's, like, it can be very beneficial because, like, it improve your relationship with yourself, it makes you a better person, it makes you happier, it makes you more successful, and then it also improve your relationship with other people, right? And stuff like that. It's beautiful, 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 and we should, you know, do self-care and self-love and stuff like that. I'm not sure if I have create, like, a specific episode for that. I don't think I have, but I will. But as I said, like, in each of my episodes, I try to give, like, self-love, self-care tips. But, you know, I think if you go through, like, each topics, and then you will find some self-care, self-love tips in regard with the topic. Anyway. But yeah, taking care of yourself and self-care, it's challenging. Like, for me, like, you know, hypnotherapy I do every morning, and then the scrolling affirmation I do every morning, meditation, gratitude list, and also at night I do, like, hypnotherapy again. Sorry, I think I do hypnotherapy at night, the gratitude list, and then I listen to hypnotherapy again. It does take a lot of effort, you know, and there are days where I just feel like, oh, I don't want to, you know what I mean? But it's worth it. I think the thing about self-care and self-love is that I find the most draining sometimes, like, changing your negative pattern, thinking pattern. Your negative thought pattern have been there with you, like, with me for so long. I think it's been there with me for since I started primary school. I think it has been embedded with me since unfortunately I didn't really grow up in a family environment that equips me for positive self-talk. So unfortunately I absorb so many negative self-talk, but yeah, now I'm trying to combat that negative thoughts and replace it with the more positive thoughts, and that is tiring, that battle, you know. But I don't want to give up, because I know, you know, what's more tiring and what's more negative, quote unquote negative, or what's more unhelpful, or what's more heavy, is when I fall into that unhelpful thinking pattern. I think it's more easier for me to battle it with positive thoughts, and it's more easier for me to have positive thoughts than to have negative thoughts about myself. So although it takes some effort to combat these negative thoughts, but I try to remind myself, like, it's worth it, you know. And I hope, like, I'm just trying to be realistic in this episode about, like, self-love and self-care. You know, I don't want, as I said before, like, I don't want to deter you from, going through with it, but yeah, I think it's very important for us to realize that there are some effort that we have to put in to, you know, to take care of ourselves and to practice self-love. And, you know, and I think like these four topics, like, you know, not forgetting people, not forgetting relationship, managing your time in uni, understanding yourself and taking care of yourself, there are four activities that takes energy, sure, but these four activities are so important. That's why I put energy into them, right? That's why I stick to them no matter what, you know. That's why I go to uni every day. That's why I practice self-exploration. That's why I do self-care, self-love. That's why I maintain relationship with people, because it's important aspect for me in growing up, in becoming the person I want to be, you know. And your list might be different, right? Your list of things that tires you might be different, but the thing is, like, those lists, they probably are important to you. So I don't want you to, just because it's tiring, that's just because it takes energy, does not mean you should give up or it's not worth it. I think it is worth it at the end of the day, and you are strong enough to cope with it, and you are able to cope with these things that can take energy. You know, you just have to give yourself some love, compassion, time. Like, when you feel like, you know, like, if you are tired, like, I have some tips for you to cope with these situations. So, like, for example, when I'm tired, or when I don't have energy, like, what I tend to do is that I tend to neglect my body, right? I just tend to, like, oh, I have to do this stuff, so, you know, no matter, like, I just have to push it through. Sure, it can be beneficial, but for me, it's better to listen to your instinct and listen to your body, because you know yourself best, you know. You know, sure, you can take, like, a 1 hour nap, you know, instead of, like, studying 1 hour. But that 1 hour nap can, can rejuvenate you. And it can, like, give you so much energy, and it can make you, it can increase your concentration level the next time you study. Right? So, it's important for us to realize that. And, you know, it's important for us to give ourselves a break and to listen to our body. You know, despite the have or must in life, you know, like, we have to do this, we must do this. Like, you know yourself best. So I think, like, it's important to listen to our body and listen to our instinct. the second thing that I recommend us doing is that, like, to reward ourselves, like, after finishing an exam, after exercising, after going to the gym, you know, even after going outside, I realized, like, it's important for us to reward ourselves, because, as I said, these things take energy, and the more that we reward ourselves, the more that we reinforce good behavior, and the more that we are more prone to do that behavior. So it's important. It's like, we have to give ourselves some credit, you know. It's not easy to be a human being. So compassion on ourselves goes a long way. And it's very, very important for us to, you know, you can reward yourself from by watching a Netflix show, or by eating ice cream, or by taking a hot bath, or recently, like I did recently, when I finished my exam, I reward myself with taking a bath with Lush Bombs, you know, that Lush Bombs from Lush Cosmetics. That's how I reward myself. The third thing is that, like, when you're tired, when you feel low with yourself, surround yourself with positive environment. In a positive environment, you know, for example, it can be like, for me, it can be like going to church, or for me, it can also be like going to nature. For me, it can also just be in my room watching Rick and Morty on Netflix, like watching comedy shows. It's very, very important for us to surround ourselves with positive environment. Like, for me, another thing is, like, kind of also for me, it goes to uni, because uni is a safe place for me. It's also a positive place for me. So it's one of the things that I'm looking forward to on my day, and something that I consider as a positive environment. So that's why I keep attending these uni classes, in order for me to feel better about myself. And last tip is that I think we have to give affirmation to ourselves. Like, maybe you can read affirmation, and I like the affirmation that everything is going to be okay, and whatever you're going through, I think it happens for you. And along this journey, like, it's important for us to give ourselves some self-love, some self-compassion, doing the stuff that we like to do, you know, doing our hobby, prioritizing self-care in the midst of our busy schedule. It's important for us to take care of our mental health, and we shouldn't feel guilty. You know, it's at the end of the day, if we treat ourselves kindly, we are more prone to be productive and kindness to ourselves, and kind towards other people. Anyway, I'm glad that I made this episode. I think, yeah, I love making episode in this podcast, because it's amazing, it's great, because I get to explore more of the topics and ideas around, you know, growing up, and explore some self-topic ideas. And thank you so much for self-healing and self-love ideas regarding the topic. But thank you so much for listening. I'm very grateful for you guys to listen to this episode. And yeah, I'm excited for what's ahead. And take care of yourself. Bye.